just over at my neighbor's house before I left to come to Europe, and I noticed, okay, this is an American thing, but I think there's a European equivalent. So I'll just pretend it was a European thing. So I saw in her house that she had a soccer ball. And I don't know if it's hers, and I don't know if maybe it's like her nephew's or something. She doesn't have kids. So I was like, oh, I wonder if she wants to just like kick the soccer ball around in the park. The thing is, I don't know her really well. We're neighbors, so we just got to know each other. And we're both in our 30s. So how do you, as a person in your 30s, invite your next door neighbor to use their soccer ball in the park? Like, is that a thing that you can do? Like, is that not gonna sound like I'm disguising it as something else? Like, do you wanna play with your soccer ball? I mean, like, it's actually what it is actually, it's actually a baseball glove. And so I really don't know if it's hers, but it's not like in the bottom of a closet. You know, it's kind of where you can see it. And I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking about how to approach the subject. Like I have to have an excuse to come over, like, into her house. Not like, oh, let's get coffee or hang out. Like, I want to come to your house, and then I have to go, oh, so your baseball glove. Like, tell me about that. Because there's really something fun about someone throwing a ball somewhere and running to catch it. I don't know. It's like we're just little dogs in our minds. We just want to chase things. And so if anyone can think of a way to like approach someone like that with just the intention of playing with their ball, whatever, you know, just, you just want to play like a little bit of the sport. But you know, I don't want it to be a big deal. And I don't want them to go like, oh, that's my father's glove, he's dead, or something like awful, you know? But anyway, I genuinely want to make this happen, so I'm just really not quite sure of how to do it. It's quite complicated. Maybe I should just have different friends. Or like, go to a park where everyone's playing baseball or softball and just ask one of them, because they obviously like throwing around their balls. So anyway, if you can think of a solution to this incredibly difficult dilemma that I have, because, you know, I have serious problems in my life about my neighbor and her glove. Anyway, let me know if you have like a way in, or like a kind of, like it's like a pickup line. It's almost like, oh yeah, so I see your ball over there. I see your glove. How long has it been since you got that one out? I mean, like, you know, what do I do? It's just, I just want to chuck the ball around. Anyway. See, this is the kind of thing that goes through my mind as I'm up here playing. I know you think I'm concentrating and doing really well, but it's really like, oh yeah, I didn't really play baseball with that chip. What if she's like, total nonsense. At the same time, I will say that playing guitar and also gardening for some reason, like digging holes, putting plants in, blah, blah, blah. You know, those are the two activities in my life that slow my thoughts down enough so that I can have this course of reasoning, and I can think about what's missing in my life, and I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't been able to play baseball with my neighbor. Like, that's what's been really bothering me, not all this other stuff, it's just that. So it is therapeutic for me to sit up here and do this. Anyway, this song I'm gonna play is, I've been explaining the title recently because it seemed appropriate. It's there's a band in New York called Pink Noise. And a long time ago, a friend of mine was going to open the show for them. And so I wrote her an email, and I said, I'm friends with all the band members of Pink Noise. And I said, oh, I see you're playing with Pink Noise. And I thought, ooh, bing, I should save that title. And so I should say that little phrase, it's interesting. And so years later, I wrote this song, and I happened to go, oh yeah, I need a title for that. So I titled it Playing with Pink Noise. However, the cool part about this is that Pink Noise, the band, are all from Tel Aviv. And I was in Tel Aviv about a year ago, and they were playing the day after I played a show, and they invited me to come and sit in with them. So I, in fact, was playing with Pink Noise. And scene. Okay. So that's where the title comes from. Again, nothing deep, nothing that interesting, just an email. So